it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
And brought to you by Geico. Saving you money on car insurance has been in Geico's wheelhouse now for over 75 years. After the game, get a quote at geico.com. Geico, it's so easy, a caveman could do it. Back in the Bronx, tonight, Yankee Stadium. Orioles Yankees in game two of this four-game series. And tonight, Austin Hayes will get a start in center field. Adam Jones has a bit of a hip issue, so he's going to initially get the evening off. And tonight, the youngster, Gabriel Ynoa, will take on Yankee ace Luis Severino. Now, the real bad news, yep, Aaron Judge is in the Yankee lineup. The skipper, Buck Showalter, and the Geico manager's report right after this.
Rock Abatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report, Wade Miley last night, the shortest start of his career, one-third of an inning. He said he felt good in the bullpen, felt good when he first stepped on the mound. What happened?
Well, wasn't good. You know, balls didn't have a lot of life finish. You know, he never could get in any rhythm. And you know, a lot of times starting pitchers that first inning, you know, they kind of searching for a feel. And I don't care how long you've been pitching, and just about every pitcher, especially good pitchers, you know your shot at them is the first inning or two. But they get a feel for their stuff and up location. Yeah, you go through all those pitches. People are asking me about after the game, you know, the pitches that were thrown by us last night should end up in the stands.
Chance Sisko, first career hit, a double, then his first home run. I mean, even with the big deficit, are you able to at least sit back and kind of enjoy that moment through him and what that meant to him?
Oh, without a doubt. That game was painful last night. Believe me, anybody watching at home, I share your pain. It was not fun to be around. And but, you know, I could tell he was trying to be respectful and not be – you know, show how happy he was, but he should be. You know, I took him the lineup card today, and it's a big moment in his life, especially, you know, his first hit off a really good pitcher and then followed it up with another one. What I like probably the best about the night was how calm and how good he looked catching, and that's been good to see.
Do you try and maybe take, and I know it's hard to find a positive, but the fact that you're able to at least make some substitutions, get some guys off the field, get some of the younger guys in there, you try and find something like that as a silver lining maybe?
Well, Rocky, it's really too late in the season for two innings or three innings off the field to matter that much. It's a long stretch. This is an unusual September with no off days. And, you know, there's some fatigue involved, the Yankees, everybody. We've been playing since February. So, you know, that's part of it, and the grind is finishing, and making sure that you know, the mental fatigue doesn't affect you physically, and you know, last night was a challenge for our guys, but I'd like to think getting them off the field was a good thing, but it's just not enough to really matter that much the next day.
Rock Abatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report, you did substitute for Adam Jones. I believe that was the first move you made, and then by the seventh inning, pretty much all the starters were out. Is Adam okay? Is he not in the lineup tonight?
Well, I tell you, the turf in Toronto beat him up pretty good. You know, obviously there were a lot of balls flying around there, and that turf, especially, you know, we're the only division in baseball that has two turf fields in the division, only two left. And it's a challenge for guys that play every day, and Adam's pretty sore. At the sixth inning, we decided to get him out of there, and after thinking about it and talking to him, I think we're, with the 4 o'clock game come up, 1 o'clock game coming up, be a good time to get him off the field.
Gabriel Ynoa getting the start again tonight, a second one with the Orioles. What is it, and I know it's kind of a small sample size, but what is it that you've liked about him so far? What is it that you feel like he kind of needs to focus on maybe in the offseason?
Well, timing's everything. You know, he's coming off two or three good starts down there. He had a pretty good one for the most part, his previous one with us. Command of the fastball is something he's going to have to. If you go back through the, you know, Roger does a great thing with every outing of a relief pitcher or starter, how many pitches that were on target to what they were trying to do. And that's something he's going to have to do better if he's going to make that next step, because he's got some secondary pitches. He's got good arm strength, but the command of the fastball at this level has got to be there for him.
And Luis Severino on the mound for the Yankees. You guys certainly familiar with him. 2.96 ERA this season, 28 starts, 2.07 since the break. Is he one of the more underrated maybe starters in the league? He's kind of quietly putting together a really nice season.
Maybe by the non-baseball world, I mean, on the field, I should say, people, but everybody knows how good he is. I mean, they run six or seven quality starters out there, as does, you know, most teams in our division. So he's as good a pitcher as is in the American League, and we're going to have a well-pitched game to stay with him.
Thank you, Bucks. Take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Last night, Chan Sisko, big night for him. Not for the Orioles, but big night for him. A double and a home run, his first two big league hits. So Jim Hunter, he sat down with Chan Sisko before the game today, and that's next when we continue with the warm-up show right after this.
At Yankee Stadium in New York, another nice night for baseball. O's and Yankees play game two in this four-game weekend series, and even though the Orioles were 13-5 losers last night, big night for Chan Sisko. Chan Sisko up next on the Orioles Radio Network. Orioles and Yankees, game two of the four-game series here tonight in the Bronx, and visiting with Chan Sisko, who had himself a night last night despite the Orioles' loss. Your first big league hit, how long have you dreamed about that moment?
Since I can remember, since I started playing baseball and watching games on the TV, just imagining and dreaming that that's going to be me, hopefully, someday on the TV. And I mean, I can remember standing in my living room when I was, I don't know how old I was, but I would stand there and time the pitcher and act like I was hitting. So, I mean, to look back on that and then look back on last night and just realize that that happened last night, and it's just definitely exciting and it's really fun.
It was an incredible at-bat because you're facing Tanaka, who's an outstanding pitcher, and he's been on his game for over a month now. And he gets ahead of you 0-2. Now, he's got the breaking ball. He's got the splitter that's a strikeout pitch. And yet you got a pitch you can handle, and you didn't miss it. Take me through the at-bat.
Yeah, those are three off-speed pitches. First one, I was trying to be aggressive going into the at-bat, and he just made a good pitch, swung through it. Second one was a little bit away, so I took it. It was a strike. Third one, I was just in battle mode and kind of left it over the plate and just got some barrel to it. That's all I was really trying to do, and it found some grass out there.
Is that a style that you found over the years in the minor leagues where with two strikes you just have to protect? If it's close, you got to swing?
Absolutely. I hate striking out. So, I mean, I'm just trying to put the barrel on the ball. I don't care where it goes or, I mean, if I line out, whatever. But that's better to me than a strikeout. So I'm just trying to put the barrel on the ball with two strikes and hopefully find a hole. And I did, so.
All right, now to top it, you come up in the ninth inning and you have another battle. It goes to 3-2 and you get a pitch to handle and you hit your first career home run. It looked like it was a fastball, and again, you're in protect mode because it's 3-2 and you didn't miss.
Yeah, again, I was in protect mode, just trying to put the barrel on the ball. It was a fastball and it was a little bit in. But again, yeah, just trying to battle and put the ball in play, and got the barrel to it and got enough of it.
Could you have imagined the way that night played out where here you get your first big league hit, you don't even know you're going to get in the game, and then Buck puts you in the game, and then you top it off with your first career home run? I mean, to get a couple of big firsts out of the way in one night, that's special.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever imagine that it would happen in the way it did, but I'm very thankful for it. And, yeah, just didn't start the game, but I knew with the lead that they had that I was probably likely going to get in. And I just want to be prepared for it and come in and try to do what I can just to have good at-bats and play solid defense.
It's pretty impressive how you've handled yourself coming through the minor league system, because since you got here, you've been the number one prospect. And ever since you won the batting title at Delmarva, everybody scouts you. And the scouting report on you is that the power really isn't there yet, but yet in your final, what, nine games in AAA, you hit three home runs, and in Norfolk, that's a tough park to hit a home run. So do you feel as you age and maybe you get stronger, more experienced, the power will come to your game?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know if I'll ever hit 40 homers like some of these guys, but I'll take what I can get, and I'm just trying to put the barrel on the ball. If it goes over the fence, it does, but if not, hopefully it's in a gap somewhere. But, yeah, I mean, power has come lately, but I think that's just, like you said, a matter of maturing and getting stronger, getting older, and just growing into my swing a little bit more.
Now, I saw last night when you came in after the home run, one of the first players to come up to you was Trey Mancini, and I know you're friends with Trey from the minor leagues. He's had a tremendous rookie year. Has he been a help to you, even in the sense of what to expect, even though you're only here for a month? I mean, he went through this last September. He only got into five games, but yet he had a reference point. Has he been a help to you?
Absolutely. He's one of the guys that I go to if I have a question about something, just because we went through it in the minor leagues together, and he came up here last year, so he's been around for about a year now, and if I have something that I'm not too sure on, I just go to Trey because he's really easy for me to go to. And, he was excited for me last night, so that was awesome.
You know, the other thing about your career, Chance, is that the organization really has challenged you. I mean, you're at the Marva very young, and you win the batting title there. Then you don't even spend an entire year at Frederick. You get promoted. Then you go back to Bowie. Then you're in AAA all year. And looking back on that, was that a help that you were challenged and you seemed to be the youngest player every league they sent you to?
Yeah, and I take it as a challenge, too. I've played up kind of my whole life, so I mean, I've been around older guys, and I think that's really helped me being younger on teams to come up here, and I'm still the younger guy, so I'm just trying to learn from everyone. And yeah, I mean, I take the challenge of being a young guy at those levels and just trying to compete with everyone.
Okay, finally, one of the challenges, you were a shortstop in high school until your senior year and still learning the trade of being a catcher. And from spring training on, it looks to me like you've really come a long way. How's your defense and how do you feel about it?
I feel really good about it right now. Very confident in it. Just it takes time, you know. So, it's taking time. I mean, even this year I had some bumps in the road, but it's something to learn from. And the time in AAA with those guys and that pitching staff, RJ, everyone, they helped me out and grown a lot this year behind the plate. I'm really, really happy about that.
Well, congratulations on a big night. Two hits in the big leagues. You only have 2,998 to go.
Yeah, hopefully.
Chance Cisco, a fine young man. Last night, his first big league hit was a double. His first big league home run followed. Of course, he spent the entire year at AAA Norfolk. Had a real solid year. 267, seven home runs at 47 RBIs, and back in 2014 won the batting title for Delmarva, batting 340. From Yankee Stadium in New York, stay tuned now for Orioles baseball.
And hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel, Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium in the loss column again tonight. Yankees win this one by a score of 8-2. Aaron Judge tonight did not hit a home run. It didn't matter. He walked a couple of times, and each time he walked, he would score a run. In fact, the Yankees tonight hit two home runs. D.D. Gregorius hit number 22 for him. And then Greg Bird, a solo late in the game. Bird, his fourth of the season. The Yankees continue to pound away, and they beat the Orioles again tonight in Game 2 of this four-game series with Browns. Well, it was D.D. Gregorius with a big night for him, a two-run home run, and also picked up a total of three RBIs. Gregorius was on base twice, actually picked up four RBIs with a two-run home run and a couple of sacrifice flies. So for the Yankees, had it not been for Luis Severino, he might be their player of the game. But Severino was really good tonight in a starting capacity. As he winds up going eight innings, he throws just 95 pitches. He gives up a couple of runs and three hits. He has just one walk, and he also wound up with seven strikeouts. But boy, was he dominant. And the Yankees scored first again tonight against Gabriel Ynoa, bottom of the first inning, when Brett Gardner began the Yankee game tonight with a double, and then with one out, Sanchez a single to put Yankee base runners on first and third. And then Gregorius came up to hit, and that's when the Yankees began to score. And Adidi lines it to right field. Right there's Trumbo. He's going to catch it. Here comes Gardner, and he will score. The throw back in too late. It's a 1-0 Yankee lead on a line drive, sacrifice fly. And so Gregorius picks up, at that point, his 74th RBI. Orioles came back, though, against Severino in the top of the second inning. Mancini with a base hit to get the inning started. But then Trumbo bounced into a 6-4-3 double play. Just like that, base is empty. But then Chris Davis drew a base on balls. So he was on base for Wellington Castillo, who took advantage of the friendly dimensions here at Yankee Stadium. Castillo, fly ball, deep right field. Judge backing up. Bye-bye. Wellington Castillo. He found the friendly porch in right field at Yankee Stadium. It landed maybe five rows out of Judge's reach. That is a two-run home run, and the Orioles have gone ahead 2-1. There you go. 2-1 at that point, but it was short-lived in the bottom of the second inning. It began Headley, an infield single, and then Ellsbury after a fly ball out. Holiday got a base hit, and then Bird came up to hit. He hit a ground ball that, behind first base, the big fella, Chris Davis, just never found. Bird swings and it's a ground ball to Davis. Oh, the ball goes right through Davis. My goodness. His one run is in, and there goes Holiday to third. The ball back into second base. The ball hit right to Davis, and he just simply whiffed on it. That ball went right through him. It ties the game at 2-2. And the Yankees now first and third with only one out. After that, Ynoa did a good job to minimize the damage. He kept it to one run in that second inning. So it was 2-2 when the Yankees came up in the bottom of the fifth inning. It all began with one out, but then Judge got a base on balls. Exit Ynoa, enter Miguel Castro, who got one out on Sanchez, but then Gregorius came up to hit. And boy, you can see Wellington Castillo set up inside. Castro missed his spot. Castro bent over at the waist, and the right-hander comes to a set. He will check on Judge. He will deliver. Fly ball, right center. Forget about it. This ball is long gone. Wow. What a shot. D.G. Gregorius, number 22 for him. Judge scores ahead of him. Yankees ahead, 4-2. Yep, 4-2. They went ahead to stay, as it turned out. They did add to it with those two runs of the home run in the fifth inning, and then three runs on two hits in the seventh inning, and it was Gary Sanchez who got the big one.
Bird at third, Gardner at second, Judge at first, nobody down. And the pitch, swinging a line drive towards right center field. Trumbo charging in, and it falls in for a base hit in front of Trumbo. The throw goes to third, not in time to get Gardner. That'll be a bloop hit. And a run scores, and it's 5-2 New York.
Yep, 5-2 Yankees. Meanwhile, Luis Severino was just dominating the Oriole lineup. I mean, just 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, inning after inning. He did give up a double to Alvarez in the fifth inning. That ended a stretch of nine consecutive outs. After that, he just kept it up and going into the eighth inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Beckham takes a strike three called. He got him with a breaking ball. They picked up the knees on the inside corner. Beckham cannot believe that call. He tosses the bat away disgustedly. Inning is over. Severino with another 1-2-3. He has now retired 19 of his last 21 batters. Is that good? Yes. Yeah. It's real good. And that was it for Severino. As David Robertson, the right-hander, came out of the Yankee bullpen, ninth inning, and he got the final three outs. There's a big swing and a miss. Trumbo goes right through it for the count 3-2. Yankees ahead 8-2. David Robertson trying to end the game. Trumbo trying to get the game to Chris Davis. Manny Machado off the bag at third base. Robertson standing tall, looks in, says yes. Trumbo waits. And the right-hander again ready. He delivers. Fly ball. Left field. Very shallow. Didi goes out. Gardner comes in. Gregorius gets out of the way. Gardner makes the catch. The ball game is over. And the Oriole misery continues. They've lost the first two at Yankee Stadium. In the loss column again tonight. The Yankees stay hot. And the Orioles just can't find a way to win some games. They'll try again tomorrow at 4 p.m. Well, Jim Hunter, he's got more post-game activities, information, interviews, when we continue at Yankee Stadium on the Orioles Radio Network.
Jim Hunter back at Yankee Stadium, where the Yankees beat the Orioles again, 8-2 the final here. Orioles had a 2-1 lead going to the bottom of the second, but an error by Chris Davis allowed the tying run to score, and the Yankees went on from there. They got two in the fifth, three in the seventh, one in the eighth, and they win it by a final of 8-2, so the Orioles are now 72-76, four games below 500. They are 1-7 through eight games of this 10-game road trip, and they have lost eight of their last nine games. Time to hear from the skipper. Let's head downstairs. Post-game comments. Gary Thorne with Buck Showalter.
Buck, looking at another starter here, second chance for him. What'd you think, you know?
Okay, gave up some hard hit balls. You know, squared him up a lot, but kept us in the game. It was okay. You know, it's you're facing a guy like Severino. You know, he's not going to give up much. What do we have, three hits tonight? And didn't mount much.
Nope. The bats haven't been there. I mean, I don't know if you give credit to pitching, but what's going on offensively, or what isn't going on?
Well, you're facing a guy tonight throwing 100 miles an hour in the eighth inning. That's one thing that's going on, and that's it's not quite as easy as it looks. But, you know, combination of real good pitching and us not on top of our game offensively, you end up only scoring two runs. You know, Cassie blocked a ball out there in that short porch, and Petey blocked a ball to left field. Other than that, we didn't mount much.
Looking at, is there going to be another call-up after the game tonight? We heard we were getting another pitcher up. Are you bringing somebody else up?
Well, there's that possibility. You know, Dan and I talk about a lot of different things. It's kind of tough because, you know, there's been a long shutdown from the time the season ended in the minor leagues because of the hurricane down in Florida. There really wasn't anywhere to send them. So, you know, we're talking about the possibility.
Okay. Are you at a point now where you want to see more of the young players out there? Maybe you take some away from the veterans' time away?
Well, we do have some young players on the field like Manny and John and some people that, you know, sometimes we lose sight of the experience level. But we're going to keep putting our best foot forward and try to run off 14 in a row. How's that?
All right. And Trey in left field has moved up among the assist leaders. What an outfielder he has made himself into.
Well, you know, and that's what happens. They're going to get tested a lot, you know, guys. And, you know, word's gotten around, and he continues to make strides. And I missed early on how good he had a chance to be. And just a real tribute to him and the people that work with him. It's been fun to watch him.
Buck, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, post-game comments. Buck Showalter as the Yankees win it by a final of 8-2 over the Birds. 8-2 over the Birds. 8-2 over the Birds.